This podcast is brought to you in part by ChoiceRealtyConnect.com. Whether you're buying or selling a home, condo, or any type of property, trust Amanda to help match you with up to three top agents in your area. ChoiceRealtyConnect.com. Hey, all you rock stars from Washington, D.C. This is the Rockin' Money Podcast, episode 169. It's time to talk about your saving, investing, and protecting all those hard-earned monies. We're here to coach you along that path to retirement and financial independence. I'm Craig, your certified master financial coach, along with Amanda. She is a corporate in-house lawyer and real estate referral agent, and we're grateful you've joined us. Check us out on Facebook at facebook.com/rockonthemoney and the website at rockonthemoney.com. Hey.
Hey.
Everybody's out and about. And
welcome to pea soup in Florida.
It's starting to get warm up here too, but...
Well, I just came back from Ireland and it was not hot there. It was nice. The weather was amazing. It was like between 50 and 70, a mix of sunshine and mist, but no pouring rain. So
yeah, I think the ocean keeps it cool, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. I've been to Northern Ireland, a little bit of regular Ireland, but regular Ireland. Yeah, whatever. I've been to the UK version. Yeah. So I love it. I really like it there. And the people in Belfast are so nice up there in Northern Ireland. Then you can get on a train and go right on down into Ireland. It's so easy.
Yes, the Republic of Ireland.
Yes, the Republic. Hey, the mood has changed on Facebook and everybody's kind of panicking a little bit. So I thought I'd talk about what people are doing.
Why? What's happening, Greg?
Apparently, stock market's crashing. I've lost a lot. Well, I haven't lost money.
I haven't looked.
The value. Yeah, don't look.
I've heard that there's been a 7-week sell-off. I have not looked. Aren't you proud of me?
Exactly. I am proud of you. Actually, in the last week at the time of recording this, we've actually have a streak where the Dow and the S&P were higher. I know this is going to be a stupid statistic, but I'm hoping it means something. The Dow and the S&P closed higher than it did at noontime. I know it sounds stupid, but we went 7 weeks without that happening, which means I'm hoping we're getting closer to a bottom now.
Yeah.
So these things happen. I know we got a lot of things going on in the world. It happens. And this is one of those reset times. So I found this news article I want you to read, Amanda. It came from CNBC. And the headline reads, only 18% of Americans plan to increase their stock market investments this year, survey finds. So we're talking about even though the 401ks, IRAs, because this reminds me, it's not as bad as 2009 and 10, but something that I did back then, I still attribute to my success in the future.
Yeah.
And this article is exactly what I want to point out. Can you read this really quick?
Sure. So it says about 18% of Americans are willing to put more money into stock market investments this year, including retirement accounts, according to a recent survey by Bankrate. The online survey polled more than 1,500 investors in April. Here's a quote. When markets pull back, it does represent a good buying opportunity, particularly for the automatic savings that happen through a 401k, said Greg McBide, a chief financial analyst at Bankrate. And then he continues to say, a volatile year like this could, in the long run, prove to be an attractive buying opportunity, and you'll be glad you invested more.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the end of his quote. On the flip side, more than 50% of investors said that they'll keep their investment amounts the same this year. Only 18% plan on decreasing the amount of money that they'll put into stocks in 2022. So I don't understand. 18 plus 18 plus 50 doesn't equal 100.
That's less than 90. I'm trying to figure where the other ones are at.
Those seem like the only three options.
Unless the other ones completely drain their accounts. I don't know.
Oh, okay. Well, maybe.
I don't know.
So who plans to boost investments? It's usually the younger investors, including Gen Zs and millennials, are the most likely to say they'll boost stock market investments this year. It's a positive sign as it shows they're establishing and sticking to solid financial habits, according to McBride.
I love that last part. Yeah. So the younger people are the ones that are increasing. And the later ones, I think they're just afraid. They're afraid. I think because of...
Well, so in fairness, it's harder to be calm about it as you're closer and closer to needing the money, right?
Right. That's what I was going to say. Definitely.
If you've got a lot of time and it doesn't, I mean, the reality of retirement just seems so far off and unreal when you're 20 years old, right? That right. you're just like, whatever.
Yeah. What? So back when we had the big house, remember that big crash we had in 2009 to 11?
I do.
I mean, that was bad. I mean, that was much worse than this. I mean, that was horrible. I mean, that was a major sell-off. As bad as it is now, we do not have a major sell-off. Yeah. I don't care what people say. Look at the graph. We're still way above what was in 2019, 2020. We're still not below that. So we're still averaging okay. It's not fun to watch it go down. But
yeah, it's just everyone's really disappointed because of the run we had last year. But I mean, let's all be honest. Things were severely overvalued.
Right. And that was not normal. See, people think that's normal to make 30% a year. No, it's not. Your normal is 8 to 12% is what we're looking for. So if you have big gains, you're going to have some losses. And over time, we get 8 to 12%, right?
Yeah.
That's how it works.
It averages out.
Yeah, so, but back a long time ago, how many years is this? 12 years ago? We had that big housing crisis thing happen.
It's 14 years,
Craig. 14 years ago. So I was still working.
That's how long I've known you, by the way.
Wow. Well, back then, I was still working with the fire department, and we had that happen. And we lost like a gazillion dollars in our 401k.
Literally.
It was literally. People were losing their jobs and everything. It was crazy.
I lost my job.
Yeah, a lot of people lost them. See, I remember 60 Minutes had a whole segment about people trying to get jobs. I mean, people were doing fine all of a sudden overnight, gone. It was crazy. I was nauseated when I called T. Rob Price, who was managing my 457, my 401k.
Yeah.
And because you couldn't really look it up. You still had to call someone. And when they told me how much I had, I could not even sleep. About
I remember, you are not in a good mood.
Because I'd worked so hard at saving money and to see that much just disappear in value. I mean, we're talking about hundreds of thousands of dollars. I'm like, what in the world? I mean, it was down almost to five digits instead of six. I'm like, what the hell just happened? And then once I licked my wounds, rocking back and forth and feeling sorry for myself, I made a decision to increase my deposits. I said, you know what? I'm going to now put as much money as I can. So I fill out paperwork. I want to max out my deposits as much as possible right now. I still believe to this day that one thing that I did then paid off over the next, 14 years?
Yeah.
I mean, because it was a low. Go look at the graphs. Go back and look. If you weren't investing back then, go back and see what that was like. That was horrible. And that one action I did, Amanda, oh my God, it catapulted me. So what I'm trying to get at with that article right there and what those experts were saying in the article, if you can increase your deposits right now, I know things are tough. I know gas is expensive. I know all that. But if you can increase your deposits right now, you can catapult yourself in the future. It will come back. It will come back. If it doesn't, we got bigger problems. Right, Amanda?
Right.
We got bigger issues, but it is going to come back. And if you can get your deposits, your paycheck now increased now to do that, you will thank yourself 5-10 years from now. You will not believe what will happen. I don't know what you want to comment on that, but I mean, I don't know how to convince people. I know it's tough. I know watermelons are $10. I get it. it's not that bad. It's like $7, but you know what I'm saying? It's when you go fill up your tank on a Civic, it's $55. That's crazy.
Yeah.
That's insane.
Yeah.
What does it cost for your husband to fill up his pickup?
Well, we haven't let it get completely empty because,
Is he riding his bike right now?
No, he should be, but he's not. It's over $100.
Yeah. Okay. But, I know it's tough, Amanda, but if I can get people, I mean, only 18% of people are going to increase it. I wish that was higher. Because you're missing a generational opportunity right now.
Yeah.
That's my opinion. Because I lived it. So, I don't work in a position where I can add to any 401k right now. You know what I mean? I mean, I can do it in my IRA, but that's it. I'm limited. But I'm taking advantage of it.
Yeah.
So, I'm about ready to jump back in. So
speaking of jumping back in, why don't we jump into the first question?
Go ahead.
So question one, I am in need of a new car. Currently, I'm spending around $250 a month on gas, but I have no car payment. I was thinking about a used 2020 Prius for the gas savings. It would save me $140 on gas. I can get it for $500 a month, financed at roughly 7% APR. Wow. The question is, should I sell some stock to pay for it all, or should I finance? I notice the question isn't, should I buy the car or not? I would not like to sell in this market and prefer to add to my positions in this downturn, but at 7% APR, I would prefer to buy it up front. Edit, I have to repair the current car for $7,000.
Wow.
Yeah, wow.
I'm not sure which part to attack on this one. I don't like the whole thing.
Well, here's the thing, but I just did a quick math. So $7,000 in repairs would take you 14 months at $500 a month, which is what you would finance your new car for. And then guess what? 14 months from now, you're still going to be paying off this 2020 Prius that you buy. That's saving you $140 a month in gas, but costing you an additional $250 or an additional $500 a month in payments.
Right.
So I don't know how that's a savings, right?
Yeah, I'm with you.
So you can either pay for, if it's me, I fix the car I have now and I would continue to eat it on gas, and gas prices will probably come back down.
And selling any of your stocks or any investments right now, pulling my 401k, this is when you do not touch anything. No, leave it alone. Why would you sell at the bottom? Or it could go to actually further down. Yeah. It might go down, you know, again, more. I don't know.
So, I hate 7% APR and we hate car loans. Two, you don't have the cash. You'd have to sell your investments, which is, you know, that you're just selling yourself out of a future.
Yeah. How about you shop? You shopped around for repairs on a car before.
Yes.
I think they should shop around for repairs. It's not necessarily 7,000. Shop around.
Yeah.
And get good quotes. How much money did you save by shopping around for your son's car?
You can usually save a couple $1,000s.
Right. I think that would be the better approach here. Just get the thing fixed.
I get
shop
three
around.
Quotes at a minimum.
Right. That are signed. Yeah, because they'll lure you in and then add on something else on. But please just fix the car. Don't sell in this market and don't get a loan. It's 7%. I don't like this whole question.
And cars are, even used cars are overvalued right now.
Right. So you're paying overpriced on a 2020 Prius, which is almost like a new vehicle.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like this question.
Yeah, the depreciation on it, I think, in my opinion, the depreciation on vehicles is going to drop faster than the stock market's dropping right now.
Right. Now I'm all depressed. Hey, let's take a quick break and we'll come back with two great questions. You're listening to Rockin' Money.
Stars, Amanda here with ChoiceRealtyConnect.com. Are you about to sell your home or excited to buy your first or next home? I'll be honored to help you find an expert to work with you in your local area. At ChoiceRealtyConnect.com, I'll help match you with up to 3 qualified licensed agents that specialize in your specific market. Choice Realty Connect serves every zip code in all 50 states with a network of 15,000 top-rated agents that are ranked within the top 5% for sales. Whether you're selling or looking for a condo, new construction, retreat, vacation property, or you're a first-time home buyer, let me connect you with the perfect top agent today. ChoiceRealtyConnect.com. The choice is yours.
Amanda Braun is a Florida licensed real estate with a brokerage, Realty Connect.
Rockland, USA.
Back to Rock on the Money, Amanda.
And Craig.
And Craig. Check us out on Facebook. Facebook.com/Rock on the Money. For everything else. And our website, rockonthemoney.com. All the podcasts are on there. We're in now 169. And then we had a bunch of mini episodes. So we're probably over 200 episodes.
That's wild.
You know what's crazy, though? I thought about this. We're having a downturn in the market again, as of when we're recording this. We've been very accurate on almost every podcast on what you should do. It's kind of easy. Just say the course. We have been very accurate on all of our podcasts without getting crazy. I just want to point that out. We don't have a crystal ball, but if you stick with it.
Way to pat yourself on the back, Craig.
Well, us. But if we don't have a crystal ball, but if you stick with the plan, it does work. If you do everything right, if you don't do things right, then yes, you're going to panic. Because now you don't have money. You don't have an emergency fund. You don't have all that. But if you do the plan, it works. The baby steps. Hey, question number two, Amanda. Question for you everyday millionaires out there. Once you hit your first million, what was your strategy to scale to your second and third million? I think I just said it, didn't I? Go ahead and answer.
You did. The reason I'm laughing is because some people who hit their first million might have dropped back below that million in this market, you know?
I saw that question on Facebook the other day.
Because of the irony of it. You
know? Yeah. I saw that on Facebook. Someone was asking a whole group, a million, one of those Dave Ramsey million groups, says, how many of you are not millionaires now because the value of everything dropped?
Like I said, I haven't looked, so who knows?
Don't. It's not worth it. What but would you do for your second or third?
Can I just take a little sidebar here?
Absolutely.
Diversification matters. You know, if you're all in one stock and that's super tanks, then you're just SOL, right? But if you have some diversification, some of them are doing okay. Some are not doing well. Some actually, there are those rare ones out there that are doing well right now. So
that's a good point.
The reason we talk about diversification is so that it balances out, so that you're not seeing the lowest lows, or, you know, unfortunately, you also don't see the highest highs, but there's
That's an excellent point. Some of those stocks that we thought were the safest stocks out there have dropped 40%.
Yeah.
So if you weren't diversified, if you just didn't do the index fund, you dropped a lot harder. Like, I have no idea. Apple's gone. I mean, the ones you wouldn't think go down have gone down. Microsoft, everybody is like, wow. But they're going to come back. I know, Amanda, you don't like guarantees.
Yeah.
Microsoft and Apple are coming back.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, big time. They are debt-free. And they have a long-term. They're going to be here 10 years from now. Okay? That's just the way. In Google. They're not going anywhere. Facebook? I have no idea.
Yeah, hard
to anyway, there's no guarantees, guys. Just stick with the plan and diversify.
Yeah. All right. Last question of the day.
Let's do it.
Says, I'm ready to start investing in ETFs. Which do you recommend? Also, any preference for Fidelity or Vanguard?
Ooh. Well.
Go for it, Craig.
Well, Fidelity and Vanguard are two of our ones that we like the best, along with Schwab. They are your three best low-cost providers with many ETFs that are free of charge. Amanda.
Yeah. And if we said it once, we've said it 1,000 times. The S&P 500 index fund.
It's diversified with the best 500 companies in America. You're not doing international. Well,
so best is kind of subjective. What we're saying is,
well, it's the market value. Yeah, market cap. The
highest valued companies, yeah.
The highest valued, which there's a reason why they got there. It's just a proven way of doing it. It's the simplest thing. And the best part, Amanda, it usually is at no cost. Other than you buying the shares, there's no administrative cost whatsoever. With Vanguard or Fidelity or Schwab. They do that as I don't know if you call it a loss leader, like going to Costco and getting a hot dog, but it gets you in the door. It gets you in the door so they can market other products to you, basically.
Speaking of Costco, I know we talk about I love Costco from time to time, but did you know that they have like travel deals?
Yes.
Yeah.
They have everything there.
Yeah, so you have to set up a completely different account, not just your like online Costco.com account.
Right.
You have to set up a separate CostcoTravel.com account, and you get deals on travel packages.
So have you used
them,
though? Hot
tip on travel.
Have you used it? Because I'm aware of it. I have not used it.
I am looking into using it for my next trip.
You know how much I brag about Costco and their customer service, because when I bought that air conditioner for my house.
Yeah.
They do not pay the installer until I'm satisfied.
Mm-hmm.
Costco does not mess around because every company wants to work with Costco because it exposes their product to a gazillion customers
right.
that pay a fee to be with Costco, you know, that membership. It's a big deal if you can work with Costco. So, but Costco expects a lot in return from these vendors. Mm-hmm. So I have seen this travel thing. I have not done it. I mean, there's not really been a reason the last 2 years, but I'm really curious about that as well. I mean, they sell
it. I think based on pricing, they have good. So first of all, travel pricing right now is crazy.
It's stupid expensive to
get a flight anytime in the next year, basically, because prices are just up across the board, like stupid up. Twice as much as it used to usually. But, you know, and I, full disclaimer, we don't get compensated by Costco. We get no benefit from Costco. We're just Costco members and happen to like Costco.
Yeah, I like the business model.
Yeah. But so if you use their travel, executive members earn a 2% reward, which mm-hmm. I think is the normal reward on all purchases, right?
Yeah.
But then you also can get 3% cash back if you use the Costco Visa card, which we don't necessarily recommend using credit cards, but just something to think about.
I got thousands back from using that to buy my air conditioner at $12,000.
Yeah. So I had like added bonuses. Yeah. Like you get free breakfast. They're giving you added Costco benefits, like a bottle of champagne when you arrive, things like that. Little Costco bonuses, or, you know, you get to use a fluffy robe and slippers at this, at some of the hotels. Yeah. Great.
Yeah.
So anyway, I'm going to give it a whirl, I think, and then I'll report back.
How come I can't get homework like that? I'm doing something wrong here.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I saw that because as you walk out the door, they have all those panels that everyone ignores, like garage doors.
Yeah, I grabbed a brochure like last month.
Yeah.
You know, it was just sitting around, and then finally I picked it up. I was like, huh, let me just look into this. The prices are very competitive with other discount travel sites, but the quality seems to be higher just at face value.
Yeah. So my experience in using those other services that these companies go over and above to mm-hmm. keep that relationship with Costco. So I do not see how you could not be treated correctly, you know, because Costco will contact you directly and find out if you are satisfied.
Yeah.
That's what they did with me.
When you log into their site, it's just like going to Expedia. You know, you can look for packages, you can look for hotels alone, you can look for cruises, you can look for rental cars alone. So it's like the full travel search type engine that you normally use.
Wow, that is like a savvy savings.
I know. So anyway.
No, that's awesome. I love that.
Costco,
that's a great tip.
Kick me some money here.
Yeah, they should send us all on a trip. So we can report back.
Costco, you should send me a travel voucher. That's what you should do, Costco.
Shoot, just give me a free hot dog. I mean, daggone, man.
All right, take care.
Well, thank you very much. See you guys.
You can find Amanda on Instagram and Twitter at Agile Amanda. And you can find me on all of your favorite social media platforms at Rockland USA. Don't forget to check out the website and subscribe to the podcast. All the links are right there on the front page, rockonthemoney.com. Please subscribe and leave comments to our podcast on Apple, Google, Spotify, or even your favorite app that you got right there on your phone. Those help us out a lot. If you're ever looking for a specific topic or content that we've produced over time, just go to the website and in the search bar, just type in your topic, be it 401k, stimulus check, or anything, and everything comes right up for you. We have so much gratitude that you've taken the time out of your day to listen to our podcast while you're walking, driving, traveling, or whatever you're doing. Please send us an email. Let us know how you're doing out there. podcast@rocklandusa.com. So long, everybody. Thank you very much again. We'll see you again next time. All opinions expressed by the host are solely their own and do not reflect the views of any company, affiliates, or advertisers. Investments or strategies mentioned in the show may not be suitable for you. Before acting on any information in the show, you should consider whether it is suitable for your particular circumstances and strongly consider seeking advice from your own financial or investment advisor.